Praise the Lord. Amen. So I want to declare before God that this is my first time to be with you, and I am coming from a family whereby a mother first feeds the children to quieten them. So when they are quiet, then you turn to the adults. So today I'm so grateful that I'm coming to feed, or God is feeding you as my adult. So you are at God's table. It is upon you to order what you want. Praise the Lord. It is upon you to order what you want, what you need. Because we order according to our needs, according to our special needs. Some of us need very, very special things. And that is what we have come here to order, so that we can feed, get nourished, become strong in the Lord. Praise be to God. So those who have not met me, I'm Dorcas Kamau. I am saved. I love the Lord Jesus so much. For he saved me when I thought I was so satisfied. Having been brought up by very committed Christians, those who are servants of the Lord in the church, but the Lord told me, your natural righteousness is nothing to me. You have to stand before the congregation and declare that Christ is Lord and Savior. Amen? Amen. And if you are among us here who is suffering from natural righteousness, you are saying, I don't sleep, I don't commit adultery, I don't do anything, I am just righteous. If you have never declared the Lord God Almighty as your Savior, that is nothing to God. So by the end, maybe you feel you want to accept Jesus, the chance is yours. Because you came to order what you need, so finally you can order. So today, my sermon is going to be on growth in our relationships. We have heard that the main theme of the year, keep growing up. I don't know where you have grown up. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know how that word has taken you. Where have you grown? Where can you mention? What can you say that the Lord God Almighty has helped me to get from this level to this level, or from this point to this point? So, this morning, I am going to dwell on growth in our relationships. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we love you, we praise you for this hour that we are sitting in your presence. We just listening to you talk through your servant. We pray that you're going to help us to look into our lives, and where we have not related, especially with you, in the best way possible, may you help us to change. For this is our prayer of faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So when we talk about relationships, there is a common word, or a very popular word, that is going on among us. We are talking about connections. And I would ask you, who are you connected to? Some of us will go even to the president. I am connected to the president. I am connected to so and so. I am connected to so and so. Those are our earthly connections. And so, what I am going to dwell on is three levels. Let me call them levels, or three steps of relationships. The first key thing that we are talking about, it is the family. All of us come from families. If you don't come from a family, can you raise up your hand? If you don't connect to any family. Anyone here who doesn't connect to any family? Ah, there must be. And especially us, who bear this color that I have, or any other color, we like connecting. We are so social. Because the family, it is the simplest social unit. That is what psychologists, if we are here, define a family as. And when you think about a family, we think about people who are connecting. They are connecting very well. They connect, they relate very well. Be it a simple family, be it a small one, be it a big one, be it that big, big family that we are talking about. The other relationship that I'm going to talk about, or the other level, or the other sphere, it is the relationship in our church. Because God has led me to see, or to think about, how we relate with one another in the church. And then, finally, we look at how we relate to our God. And then, to crown all of them, what destroys our relationship? Between us as a family, or in the church,
all with God, which destroys our relationship. Praise the Lord. So I welcome you to go with me as I deliver this sermon. First of all, Desmond Tutu, a quote from him, says, you do not choose your family. It is God's gift to you, and you are a gift to them. So you belong to that family not by choice. It is God who led you to belong to that family. And therefore, every time you think about your family, just appreciate it. Praise the Lord. Appreciate your family. Appreciate your sister. Appreciate your brother. Appreciate your parents. Appreciate anyone that you're connected to. Appreciate your wife if you have one. Appreciate your husband if you have one. And therefore, this is the simplest way to relate to one another. And therefore, God is calling us to grow in those relationships. Praise be to God. Praise the Lord. How are we, have we grown among our family members? How are we growing? How have we raised from one level to another? And therefore, as I look at relationships in the Bible, I see very many families that are put. Even God himself, he started the first family, telling us that it is an honorable thing to have a family. He created man, he also created women, and he also ordered them, or he commanded them to give birth and fill the earth, to multiply and fill the earth. So it is a command. So the Lord God Almighty values families. Can you tell our neighbor, Lord values our families. Lord values our families. He values them. However they are, even if we fight, even if we call one another, the blue and green, use the PCA colors, the blue and white, the blue and white names you call one another, God values you. Praise the Lord. Even if you use the blue and white words to one another, you know, in families, anything can happen. God values you, and he knows you, and his desire is that you grow. Is that you have a very strong relationship with one another, so that his name may be glorified. Not for your own good. Not that you beat your chest and say, okay, this is my doing. It is the Lord's doing. Praise be to God. It is the Lord's doing. When we look at the story that you have read from the Bible, the Old Testament, and also the New Testament, we see Job. And the book of Job, by the way, as I read through, it is the author is not known. And some authorities say that it is the oldest book in the Bible. So what are we saying? That families and these issues that we are discussing, they are as old as even maybe before the Bible. Because before you put down something, you must have processed it. Are we together? Before you put down anything, you must process. Because if you don't process, then you be garbage in, garbage out. Praise the Lord. And therefore, in the book of Job is the oldest book. It is starting with a family setting. So what does it mean? It means that our families should be grounded properly. We should connect with one another properly. And so we see Job, a man. We see Job, the man. Job, the man himself. Setting a very good example to every parent who is here, and especially fathers. Fathers, are you here? Husbands, are you here? Yes, you are here. Yes, I share. No, I love that voice. Are you here? Are you here, fathers? Husbands, are you here? Yes. We see Job in the introduction of that book. And he's been introduced as a very, very good person. A family man who's so rich. Are you rich? Oh, with material, tangible things, you have enough for your family to feed on. I remember when my husband came to our home to request for a hand in marriage. My father was dead. But my mother, you know, sometimes the mothers receive such names before every other person. So when I took my lover to my mother, she asked, Mr. Kamau, do you have enough to eat and to throw away? because I know this lady, she's going to get children. And these children will not eat everything that you're going to buy. So make sure that you have enough food to eat. So Job is an example. He is an example. He had enough. He had enough. And I wish we had time to count how his riches were. Well, he also had children. He had children. But one thing that makes me happy is how he related, how he connected his children to God. Whatever age your children are, connect them to God. Praise the Lord. Connect them to the Almighty. So he offered sacrifices. He was a priest of the home. Men, are you with me? Are you with me, men? He connected his children to the Almighty. And then he said, could be as they partied. In these days, there are parties, the answers here. And even you parents who are here, they tell you, I'm going to this, I'm going to that, we have that gathering. And they do a lot. So, even in the time of Job, it was that way. So, his children used to gather, they gather. And so, Job being a very responsible father, he connected them to God by saying, could be as they ate, as they celebrated, as they were merrymaking these things before God. And that is why God, the Bible is referring to Job as a very upright man. He's upright, he's blameless, he feared God, he shunned evil. These are the characteristics, the character qualities that we need in this world. And therefore, what am I saying? I am saying that everything starts from the family. Even the corruption that we are talking about in this nation. And I'm happy my sister who was praying, she was talking about it. She was even talking about greed. We do not see anywhere where Job was greedy. He was not greedy. He was maybe offering something to the children to celebrate. And therefore, what am I saying? I am saying that we should all be connected to God. We should all be connected to one another. We should all be connected to our children. We should all be connected to our friends, our spouses, our siblings, so that we may have blessings from the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. Because the Almighty God admires our relationships. He admires. He blesses. He remembers them. He remembers them. And therefore, if we think about that connection in the family, we need to remember that the binding factor is love. Talk to your neighbor and tell him or her, the binding factor is love. Unconditionally. There is a song which used to be sung when I was a young girl. It was saying, give me your unconditional love. Have you given your friend, your sibling, your children unconditional love in the family? A story is told of a certain mother. I think she was a member of the Women's Guild. Let me use this, the Women's Guild, because it is in this situation. It is very relevant to all of us. And she used to have very many children. Very many children. Very many. And then there was one who was loved more than any other. And this lady loved her so much. She even went to another country. This girl went to another country. So anytime that she was in her country, this lady could not even go to church. So do some of us in that category? When our children have come, maybe from wherever, they have come, we don't even come to church because the children are there. My grandchildren are here. My great-grandchildren are here. So even church, what is a halike? Let me forget about church. So this lady, she was very prayerful, of course. Are we men? We are prayerful. Are we here, women? Are we here, women? Yes. So she was very prayerful, and she used to pray, raising her hands, just like Job, and she used to say, oh God Almighty, bless my daughter. May nothing prevent you from blessing her and prevent anything that comes between you and me. And so, one day when she was praying, the girl just left. So when she was on the way going, there was an accident. And this girl, because the mother had prayed, remove anything that is blocking between me and you. So the girl just perished. So what are we saying? We are saying that even as we relate with our children, even as we relate with our siblings, even as we relate as spouses, let us remember that God should come key. He should be the key. He should be the key. He should be the key pillar. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What about our relationship in church? In church, we have the first church, the early church. The early church is properly recorded in the book of Acts. Acts of the Apostles. Acts of the Apostles. This book was very well written by Luke, who was a doctor. And the part that we read, it really nourishes me. Which is saying, they devoted themselves to the apostles, teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Does that describe PCA St. Andrews? Does it describe PCA St. Andrews? You know, I may be the newest member in this church, so I may not be able to understand some of these things. So I'm asking, do you share everything in common? Hey. May God help us. May God help us as we answer those questions. How do you relate with one another? Do we have social classes? The very high, those between, those who are low, are they present here? Let me hear. Are they here? Ah, wah. May God heal us. May He save us from such things that are mentioning. What else do I need to ask? Do we have miracles and wonders happening among us? Yes, they happen. Do we share those miracles and wonders? The level of sharing, the level of interacting depends on how strong our relationships are. Grow up. Tell your neighbor, grow. As a church, let us grow. Let us grow. Let us consider others important than ourselves. We need to relate very well. Look at the apostles. And then we get deeper. We get my brother and my sister, Ananias and Sapphira, who really connected very well as a family. But when they came to church, they said, okay, this is theirs, this is ours. What happened? And someone has missed it and said, even those that are corrupting our money, they need to be shot and killed. They need to be shot and killed and buried, never ever to resurrect. Never ever to resurrect. You know, we are very bitter. There are so many Ananias and Sapphiras. You are given some responsibility and you do whatever you wish with it. Then, how do you connect with our God? How do you relate with our God? Ask your neighbor, what is your relationship with your God? What is your relationship? How do you relate with your God? Is he just a casual friend? Do you remember him only on Sundays? Do you remember him all the days of your life? Look at Biti. He said, Africans are notoriously religious. Everything they do, it is connected to God. And all human beings should be. Whatever you do, be it going to church, be it getting to your family, be it visiting places, be it couples uniting, because I have seen some couples here uniting, and there is a very good picture here. I want to believe this couple that is demonstrated here. This is the love they have. Are they here? I don't know. Are they here? This is the love they have. They are holding it so intimately. May this intimacy continue. Is this couple here? I don't know. You people maybe know them. So what am I asking? What is God asking us to be? To love our God with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds. That's what we call the idols of today. Idols of today. What are the idols of today? The Israelites suffered from worshiping idols, other gods. They even made some images. Because they interacted with the Canaanites, they had some images representing God, do you have any idols today? My brethren, do you have any idols today?
Power, authority, prestige.
Prestige, power, authority. Is it preventing our having our very good interaction, very good connection with our God? Grow up. Grow up in your relationship with your God. Because when you grow up, even that idol, that thing. You know, I listened to someone who was desiring maybe from a different church. I have served at Kikuyu for many years. So one person came to me and told me, when I see you just climbing up with your guns, I admire it. I wish I would connect with you through service. Then I told that person, my dear, I don't want to say whether a sister or I don't want to say, because you may get it. Can you connect with God first? Because when you connect with God first, He's going to call you. He is going to call you. Praise the Lord. Because these ones are won by those that have been called. They are won by those that have been called. You know, especially when you feed it in the pool, it was really good. But the reason I'm not going to be able to see any kiap at all, you're not going to be a guy. Grow up from such things. Grow up from such things. Do you understand my vernacular? Yes. And if you don't understand, it is free. When I see that glory in your vestments, I feel like I want to be one of you. And so my answer was, can you connect first of all with your maker, so that if he decides to call you and calls you in this church, you are going to wear them. Praise the Lord. Because where there is a will, there is a way. Praise the Lord. Then, there are some things that destroy all those relationships that I'm talking about. All those relationships. They are destroyed. They are destroyed by blaming others. It is my wife who doesn't make me the way I should be. It is my husband. It is my mother. My mother did not teach me this. I remember a certain gathering of ladies of substance. Ladies of substance, are you here? We have ladies of integrity here. And men, gentlemen of integrity. So we had a get together and we wanted to pray. When we prayed, they told one of them, hey, my sister, can you lead us with our God? Prayer. So she prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. She did not know how to add a prayer. So finally she said, brethren, I'm done. Brethren, I am done. And so because the others just passed into later. They laughed. So when they were laughing, she said, my mother did not teach me. Well, don't blame your mother. Don't blame your pastor. Don't blame, it is upon you. It is? When Jesus died on the cross, we were all given a way through to heaven. Avoid blaming others. Play your role. Look at the Garden of Eden. What happened? What happened? It is this wife. It is this look. It is Satan. It is whether you blame, whoever you blame, you are responsible. You are responsible. Do not destroy, especially your relationship with your family members, with your church members, with anyone that you're expected to connect to very well, and especially with your God, by blaming others. Those pastors are not relevant. Those elders, you see in our church, I'm using my church. Those elders, they do not allow us to see Jesus. But the Bible is recording very well. This new elder, we want to see Jesus. You want to see? Can you see Jesus? See? Jesus, avoid blaming others. Then others hold grudges for so long. They hold grudges. Some are very historical. Some are very historical. So they say, since you did me this, many, many, many years ago, I'll never ever forgive you. Also, unforgiveness is there. Also, prayer and lack of communication. Communication is key. Let us communicate to one another and the family members in the church. Praise be to God. Amen. Amen. let us look into things that destroy our relationship, especially our relationship with God. Let us look into them. Let us check. Let us do a checklist. What am I doing? I'm happy that this one has been brought, that I am going to be thanks for this. Even when you sit down, times, at a time when you pray, just make a list. What is preventing you relate well with your family members? What is preventing you relate well with your church members? What is preventing you relate well with your God? When you do that checklist, commit them to God in prayer. Praise be to God. Because prayer changes things. When we were in Sunday school, we used to sing, prayer changes things. What prayer can do, no other can. Commit everything to God in prayer. He's going to help you organize yourself and feel it with your family members, even with your church members, and even with your God. Praise the Lord. And at this juncture, I would like us to pray. If you have any very special request that you would like us to pray for, just raise up your hand and then put it down. Anyone with a very, yes, I see some heart. Just raise it up. Raise it up. God has seen your request. Let us pray. Everloving Father, you who has been here listening to what we are telling one another, you have reminded us that we need to grow up in our relationships. Thank you so much for your doing in our lives. Thank you so much for gathering us here. Thank you, dear God in heaven, for you have reminded us that we need to love you with all our heart, with all our souls, with all our minds. We should remove any idol that is preventing us. We will get well with you. We want to commit all of us to you, that you're going to remember us. And even those very special needs that have been raised to you, oh dear God in heaven, may you get into those needs. May you be with your people. May you remember them. May you answer their prayers that have been asked in public and in secret. Lord God Almighty, we are praying that you're going to answer them. And we shall give you all the glory and all the honor when all our prayers are answered according to your riches and glory. We praise you, we honor you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. We give all the glory to Jesus.
Thank the Lord for that. We thank the Lord.